genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
This is Bill Franklin. You're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, positive talk radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is learning more about ourselves. Each of my guests will explain how we can learn more about who we are. My first guest is a former employee of the Walt Disney Company who left to turn his avocation into his vocation. We'll discuss how each of us can be the best we can be from his book, Release Your Brilliance. My second guest is a Ventura resident with a very unusual skill. He reads people's faces to help diagnose health problems in their lives. We'll discuss his skill and talk about his book, Diagnostic Face Reading and Holistic Healing. My third guest has a voice you may recognize, but you may not know her name. She's a corporate spokesperson and an executive trainer, and she's been on television and infomercials. She'll explain creative ways to continue working during challenging times. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. My first guest, Simon T. Bailey, is a compelling instigator who enriches people's lives by encouraging them to create the destiny they want by illuminating and magnifying the brilliant inherent in everybody through his positively contagious energy and enthusiasm. Simon left Walt Disney Company 8 years ago to pursue his vocation. He's written 6 books, one of which is Release Your Brilliance, and that was voted number 17 on the top 100 books being read by corporate America. Simon is also the founder of Brilliance Institute Incorporated, which is a consulting and educational think tank. Somehow, he still finds time to write columns for Prestige Magazine in London in the UK and Destiny Magazine in South Africa. Joining us from Florida. Hi, Simon. How are you today?
Hi. How are you, Bill? Glad to be with you.
Well, thank you for being our guest. Really appreciate it. And, you know, it's Monday, so we could all use a little bit of wakening up just to remind us about our inner brilliance. Now, you've got a term that really intrigues me that I want to explore with you a little bit. It's called Vuja Day. What is Vuja Day, and how does that relate to us releasing our inner brilliance?
Vuja Day is the ability to see the future in the present. It's the ability to say, I'm going to go there and do it and make it happen. If deja vu has been there, done that, Vuja Day is going there, doing that. And how it ties to brilliance is once I understand how to Vuja Day, how to see differently, then I realize that my wealth that's within me, my potential, is my brilliance, and I've got to release it into the universe.
But how do we know that our vision of the future is the right vision of the future, or even the vision that's going to lead us to our destiny?
That's a great question. Here's the deal. Whatever frustrates you the most, whatever gets under your skin, is a sign that this is your area of brilliance that perhaps you're supposed to address, you're supposed to solve, you're supposed to come up with a solution and not just be a Monday morning quarterback and complain about it.
Oh, interesting. So whatever gets under my blanket, whatever gets under my blanket is what I need to focus on.
Yeah, it might be a clue to your gifting, your destiny.
All right, very good. So, in general, you are one of the most optimistic people that I have ever come across, and you're very optimistic about the future, even despite what's going on around us economically, politically, and everything else. In fact, you believe that now is the best time in history. So, explain how you can take solace that now is the best time in history by just looking at some of the historical trends that you've looked at in the past.
Right. When you through history over the last 100 years, one of the interesting things you will discover is that someone at some point said, enough is enough, I'm going to go in the opposite direction. So in 1929, during the Great Depression, it was also in that same year when insulin was discovered. When you go through the early 1930s, when we're coming out of the Great Depression, it's also when the Empire State Building opened. If you fast forward to the 1940s, you know, World War II, the Holocaust, everything that happened during that time, a lady rented out the ballroom in New York City at a major hotel, and to this day, people are still buying her products, and her name is Estee Lauder.
Ah.
Somebody had the ability to say, you know what, I'm going to unleash my inner salmon and swim upstream and go the opposite way.
My inner salmon, I like that. Well, here's something else to add to your repertoire on that. During the 1930s, the Great Depression, 16 of the 30 Dow stocks were formed in that particular decade, including this company that you used to work for, Walt Disney Company. My guest is Simon Bailey. We're talking about his book, Release Your Brilliance. And Simon, in the book, you assert that the essence of personal brilliance is really discovering our universal assignment. So you said before, whatever frustrates you, that's what your universal assignment is. How can we pique our own curiosity to really delve into what that assignment might be?
By asking yourself three questions. What would I do if I knew I couldn't fail? What would I do if no one paid me to do it? Third question, what makes me come alive? That third question, when you answer what makes me come alive, it's not about asking what the world needs. It's about asking what makes you come alive, because what the world needs are people that come alive. So when I come alive to that thing that gets under my skin, it's just a clue that maybe that's my assignment that I'm supposed to solve.
Interesting. All right. So what I liked about your book more than anything else is that you equate our own personal brilliance to grading a diamond, which I thought was a very interesting metaphor. I'd not seen that metaphor before. And for people who are listening who don't know, diamonds are graded on four characteristics: clarity, color, cut, and carat. So let's take a look at each of those and walk us through it, if you will, Simon. How do these relate to being the best that we can be, really asserting our individual brilliance? And let's start with clarity.
So the clarity of a diamond, how that relates to you, starts with the question, so why am I here? The greatest tragedy in life is not death. The greatest tragedy in life is to be alive and not know why. And you have a number of people who wake up every single day, the lights are on, but nobody's at home. And when you ask them, how are you doing? They say, fine, or they give you the screensaver face. But I believe people that come to profound clarity, they answer the question, why am I here?
All right. Now, they answer that question, but, you know, if it's that simple, Simon, why isn't everybody doing it?
Because a lot of people are afraid to really answer that question for what the answer might be, because the answer might challenge them to step out of the status quo and to take it to another level and not to settle for business as usual.
All right. But, you know, we are all faced with constraints, Simon. We all have a mortgage to pay. We all might have kids in school. We've got the demands of parents and children and everything else dominating our lives. So the question is, how do you step out of that? How do you take an inventory when you're being bombarded with all these realities?
Well, first of all, you have to be mindful of watching and paying attention to constant negative news, because whatever you continue to feed into your system is eventually what you produce. So you then have to stay back and say, okay, I realize everything that's happening around me, but how do I tap into what's in me and live from the inside out? And how do I become very intentional about what I see, what I say, what I hear, what I think, and what I believe?
All right, and that leads us to one of the terms that you've got in the clarity section called emotional alignment. So what is emotional alignment, and how do we live in it?
Emotional alignment is an alignment of head, heart, and hands. And when you have an alignment of head, heart, and hands, your feet will follow. So first of all, it starts with, how do I process information that comes into my thinking? So my thoughts, being very intentional about my thoughts, separating the positive from the negative. How do I then pay attention to what I believe, which really is what's downloaded into my hard drive, because it's going to create an output? And then finally, what am I putting my hands to produce a result? And when I have an alignment of those three, I operate in what Rabbi Kushner, Harold Kushner, calls emotional congruence. So in other words, I'm operating from a place of saying, you know what, I believe that everything is going to be just fine because I have hope. And hope means helping other people excel.
All right. My guest is Simon Bailey, author of the book Release Your Brilliance, The 4 Steps to Transforming Your Life and Revealing Your the Genius that in the World. Revealing your genius in the world. So, Simon, let's come back to this head, heart, and hands. I like that. But the head, what you process going into it, your heart, what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the rub. A lot of people have been fed a lot of negative things over the years, and they may believe things that they've heard from other people, may not really believe them themselves. How do we differentiate what we truly believe from what we've been told by others?
So, just like an operating system, there's a yellow folder inside of all of us. And inside that yellow folder are things that have been downloaded over the years. We have to ask ourselves, have the things that have been downloaded into our hard drive, have they caused us to produce a maximum result, or have they caused our operating system to internally slow down? And when we do an assessment of those assets, those liabilities, those things which have been downloaded, we then either say either we have to delete the entire folder and start a new drive, or there are some things that we can pluck out and say, you know what, I don't agree with that because that doesn't work, because it's not working for me. So you have to take a personal assessment of your operating system and what's been downloaded there.
All right. So that takes care of clarity, one of the four principles that you work on. The second is color. And that is really, what does that boil down to? What is color and why is that important?
Wow. Well, color has everything to do with your perspective and how you see the world, especially with what's going on. What's interesting when you think about the economy, especially as we in the, here in the United States begin to emerge out of this economic tsunami, how do you perceive everything that's happened in the last 18 to 24 months? How did you see it? What was going through your mind? And how did it change your world? And were you invited to change? Were you invited to let go of some things? So the color of the diamond is all about embracing the disruption, embracing the change of life, and it's understanding that either I change or I will be changed by change. And that's whatever change means to you. Change is not a bad thing. Change is an opportunity to grow. So where have you been invited to grow, and have you grown into that? If not, then you will experience disruption.
All right. And everybody at some level has experienced disruption, I'm sure, through this financial tsunami. But how does this come back, and how does this relate to our belief, the heart portion that you were talking about before? How does that relate to our beliefs?
Sure. So when I think about I'm being invited to make a change, for instance, if a person moved their watch from one side of the wrist to the other side of the wrist, and they decided to keep it on the other side of the wrist, but they've been used to doing it another way, eventually they will form a new habit of looking at the watch on the opposite wrist. And they will then form a new belief that, you know what, having the watch on the opposite wrist is not a bad thing. But here's where the rub is. Sometimes we're emotionally tied to the way we've always done it, watch on the original wrist. So what I try to invite people to do when you think about the color of a diamond, or you think about really how does this impact belief, where do I need to change and form a new habit? Not because I have to, but because I want to.
Ah, and there is one of the critical points of this section called color, and that is having the intuition that you have to or want to make that change. So talk to me, what role does intuition play in all of this?
Oh, my goodness, I could talk to you for hours on intuition. But here's the thing, 80% of your nervous system is in your gut. You will have an inkling or a hunch about something. Everything you need to succeed is inside of you. And when you really, really pay attention to your gut and what you're sensing, you will have an inkling or a nudge or, you know, I need to call this person. And you call them and they said, I was just thinking about you. Or you follow through on something you've been meaning to do and it leads to something else. All of us have breadcrumbs of opportunity that are trying to lead us to the bakery of opportunity. But if we never embrace it, we settle for where we are.
All right. My guest is Simon T. Bailey, author of the book Release Your Brilliance, The 4 Steps to Transforming Your Life and Revealing your Genius in the World. So that brings us to the third of the 4 C's that you talk about, and that is cut, taking some sort of action. So talk to us about this third step.
The cut is all about thinking about our habits. The secret of your future is hidden in your daily routine. So we have to think about the two assets that we control is our time and our energy. how do we use our time? I often ask organizations if there's 24 hours in a day, if there takes 8 hours to sleep, 8 hours to work, how many hours are you left over? And by the time we get done with it, what we discover, there are 2 hours of discretionary time left over. And then my question is, so what do you do with that time? Because what you do with your time determines what you do with your life. So embracing the cut of the diamonds to do an assessment of how do I use my time? Can we just start with 15 minutes a day that you carve out to develop yourself to get better? Just 15 minutes a day. Then when you think about your energy, how do you not just employ, but how do you deploy your very best into the time you have? How do you take your energy and deploy it in that time you have and think of every hour of the day as your personal employee? And when you think of every hour of the day as a personal employee, you get the best of the best from the hour.
All right. Now, Simon, is that what you like to call high-impact habits?
Absolutely.
All right. So we want to reinforce that as well. Something else that I was intrigued by, because you have all these great metaphors and things that you throw out in the book, but one of them is awaken the lion within us. Now, why is it a lion, and how do we awaken it?
Well, the backstory is a man was having a reoccurring dream of a ferocious lion chasing him, and whenever he would have the dream, he would take off running. And one day he went to see a counselor, and the counselor said, the next time you have the dream, stop, face the lion, look the lion in the eye. So he does. And the lion says to him, I'm your strength and courage. Why are you running from me? Here's the point. Sometimes the very thing you're running from is the thing you need to run to for who you will become in the process. So sometimes learning how to eat our peas is not a bad thing.
All right. My guest is Simon T. Bailey, author of the book Release Your Brilliance, The 4 Steps to Transforming Your Life and Revealing Your Genius to the World. Simon, what do you want people to take away from reading your book?
I want people to do 3 things. Number one, I want them to become ignited, to realize that the richest place in the entire world is the cemetery, and they have a choice, that I don't have to go to the cemetery taking my brilliance with me. That's number one. Number two, I aspire to inspire 10% of the 7 billion people on the planet
Wow.
to find their passion and to release their brilliance before I expire. So in other words, I want people to find their brilliance and help others and give others permission to find theirs and be okay with that. And then the third thing is, I want people to become brilliantaires, because it doesn't make sense just for you to be brilliant, but how do you become a brilliantaire? And a brilliantaire is a person who's discovered their wealth, but they intentionally choose to help others find their wealth as well.
I love it, brilliantaires. My guest has been Simon T. Bailey, author of the book Release Your Brilliance. Simon, you've probably piqued the interest of some of my listeners. They want to learn more about you, learn more about the book. Where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Yep, they can go to SimonTBailey.com, or they can go to Amazon.com and get the book Release Your Brilliance.
Oh, that is great. Simon, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you.
Thank you.